grace and peace and be increased in the feelings of Jesus, through the feelings of Jesus, knowing Jesus Christ. For the topic, for these closing words, I'll read a short portion of God's word, which is written in the first letter of John in the third chapter, verses 18. And the words are in Jesus' name as follows. Let us not love the sayings and the words, but the deeds and the truth. These Opus Dei services have come to an end. On behalf of those of us who have arranged these, we have a thankful heart when we see how this work which has been done, the plans have been fulfilled. And it could, the reason that this has been able to happen, we've needed in many situations a lot of assistance and power. On behalf of those who have arranged these services, I want to proclaim thanks to the village of Ranawa and to the congregation in Ranawa. You have made this possible in many ways, that our conditions and infrastructure and many other things which we have needed to make this run smoothly. And thank you to you people in Ranawa and to the people who live in nearby localities. This kind of happening cannot be unseen and without troubling the everyday life. We thank you for your patience and your positive attitude towards it. I want to thank you also, many officials, the security workers and of that have been a help in our preparations that we can plan secure services. What would a celebration be without celebrants? The people of the house would have worked, decorated the table, and would have dressed in dress clothes, and everything would be ready for the celebration. And then if the guests, celebration guests, would not have come, thank you to your service guest that you have made this celebration a celebration. And these services have been planned for you. Thank you to the staff and the board of the Opus Dei. Thank you to the previous service arrangers as well as the ones to come. We were able to learn a year ago, and now the ones for next year are here hoping to learn, and they have now put their gifts on the exchange table. We thank you who no longer have power to do this work, but you have put your hands together in prayer and asking that these Heavenly Father would bless these services. Thank you for the people on the summer service radio There have been a lot of people at the services. Yesterday there was 22,000 people here, but I have heard that on the radio that many more were able to listen to these services. You do important work. These services have been arranged by Bosio, Kusumo, Ranua, Daivokoski, and Puraservi Ylikiminki, our wise, and many of these localities, side villages. Our only temporal organizations. The organization doesn't arrange these, but thank you. To you, dear brother or sister, who have done these work turns here at these services, there has been a joy. It has been joyful to see this, how many types of skills and knowledge have been come with volunteers doing this work from the heart. A great thanks to you, the members of committees, and those of you who have taken responsibility. You have richly given your time and seen and made it possible for these services to be arranged. Immeasurable amounts of work have been done. Especially, I want to thank you this time, you who have taken responsibility to the spouses of people who have taken much responsibility. The role of the spouse has made it possible that the wife or the husband has been able to go time and again to prepare and plan for these services. And one remains home, perhaps in the midst of the children, depending on what the family situation is, but are doing very important work, God's kingdom's work, when to make this possible. Your role remains unseen many times, but to just you, I want to express a great thanks to you. Above all, our gaze turns to upward to the Heavenly Father. Thank you that you have blessed this work which has been done, that you have given this knowledge and skills. There would be no significance if you would not have given your blessing to this work. This work would have been done in vain. Thank you, Father, that you have remembered your children at these services. This portion of God's word, this was so short that I will read it again. Let us not read love only the word and the sermon, but deeds and the truth. What has caused this, that there have been thousands of work turns made done, even in the midst of bad weather? I have only heard joyful messages, good greetings. Thank you for this, that these services have been prepared. It is just this love, not words and deeds, but not sons' words, but deeds and truth. Their little children have been able to sell ice cream and collect trash on the ground. Many duties have been done. This love and joy that I have myself been able to receive this gift myself, and that it has affect this kind of mind that I want to that others would become partakers of this gift that has affected this, that have decided to help. Isn't it so that on our human side, when we are asked into the work of God's kingdom, first come many times comes one's own request, what one needs to do, because I wouldn't have time. First this side comes. But then when we remember how in many ways God has blessed, how in many ways God has shown his love, sometimes it is hard to go past this, and this mind has come that I want to, in some small way, want to help, that this message can be heard and refreshing those, for all those who have received this gift, and that it would call those who are seeking peace for their hearts. And this way, it seems that faith of the heart makes us do this work. And here at these services, this word has been brought forth in many, many speeches. But still, in the end here, I would like to say, with a few words, I want to turn to this most important matter, this service tent is almost completely full, but I would think that listening on the radio, and is also many people listening, I want to especially say to you who have been listening on the radio to these services, perhaps just you are hearing these services maybe in a little bit in secret, and you don't want that friends would know that you are listening to the service radio. Someone has once called me that this person goes in the car to drive so they could listen in peace to the services when he didn't quite dare to say that he wants to listen. It's not by chance that you are in the hearing of God's word. At the same time, I want to bring comfort to those of you who are sick. And all of you who have this feeling that you do not have this peace of the soul, or in this this joy. Joy probably isn't this attached to our choices, but is it attached to this trust? And this trust is kind of a strong take that can, where we are able to trust 100% something. Today, many people talk about making personal choices for their own well-being. And that some of these personal choices may not be right, even though dear hearers of God's word, this joyous message of God's word is basically this question of this, that you would here get this security where a person can trust. It is a strong chain which is attached to heaven. It is a very strong chain, and it won't come loose from there. Every one of us has been given some kind of a clasp in our birth, that we have been given this possibility to cling to this chain. And whatever happens in this world, no matter how bad or good matters happen, or no matter what kind of threats are, this chain that God is pulling with his own hand, pulling us towards heaven. Those who put their trust in this, the other end will not become loose, and this chain will go to this right destination. Be and but the question is, will I be able to? This matter of faith is so simple, that faith for our own faith, that after these Easter happenings, when Jesus was crucified, and he said, all is fulfilled. And there it, and what has been fulfilled? This atonement work has been fulfilled, that everyone who believes, when God gave his only son as a sacrifice, blood sacrifice on the cross, Jesus atoned for the sins of you and I. If you are able to believe this, that Jesus atoned my sins also, this, that's only such a simple matter in question. You who fear what happens in the world, fear war, or carry worries about your health, or many other matters that surround us, faith does not give answers to everything. The natural dangers do not disappear, but life is not in vain, but there is a clear goal. There's a clear security. You can ha think that what happens in this world it cannot go badly for me, even though the decisions of man can cause terrible things to happen. But when I don't trust in my own power, but only in God's, then nothing can, but nothing can bad can happen to me. For this reason, you who thinks that life is empty, who have worries pressing on them, cling to this promise. It is now here offered to you. This promise. Be free. Do not carry these worries and fears. God, at Jesus has promised, I am not one to give burdens, but I will carry burdens. Give up this burden. Look above. Cling to this chain. Believe your sins and unbelief forgiven in Jesus' name in atonement blood, which believe in this, what has been shed on the cross for you and I. And the goal, your life has a goal, your life has security, and your security is not what a man can build with their own hands. It is another security. It is an eternal security that when any one of us closes our eyes to this world, then it is asked, where have you been secured? And everyone will come before this question. And if you think have secured yourself in technology or in your own power and your own friends, this security is taken away. But this person who didn't trust their own power but feared falling, felt faults and temptations, even made choice some bad choices, fallen into sin, and many faults have made. But nevertheless, you have wanted to cling to the greatest matter, even though faith is as small as a mustard seed. You are at the end, it is said to you. You have received this eternal reward. Put on this robes of righteousness. You who have been faithful in little, you have inherited the kingdom of God. And we speak about loving the truth. And loving this truth that we don't remain unsaid, even though this time does not encourage us to speak about this gift, about this matter. This truth is such that we have been able to believe this for our own selves. We so much want to spread this joy to others. In the song of 61, it is pictured in this way, in the verses 2 and 5. He gave his grace through his word. Not our own merits don't help. Only grace will help the sinner and redeem them. And this same reward we would wish for others, that we could give them, that no one would be lost, that they would receive the glory of heaven. Dear listener and hearer of God's word, we have such a prayer. When these services were arranged, that if one such who seek would find, would receive the security for their own selves. My heart rejoices. I have at these services received, many times been able to see a people who have come to say, I have received the grace of repentance. Prodigal sons, to whom the world did not bring what the enemy of souls offered, were disappointed, were cheated. Someone said how it feels that he wasn't able to speak when this denial came. Then soon came the feeling that my problems haven't been cured. But this world prevented him from saying this. that he would want to come back. There was support for him, that it doesn't pay to believe. That it pays to leave this group. But then it happened in such a way that there were others who wanted this security and experience, that their security had left them. But when in God's word it is said that that is one gift of God, that one receives the kingdom of God, it does not help us to have this just a, this, a person cannot, can by their own decision, they can lose their, give up their faith, but they cannot decide to return if God hasn't given the grace. It is only a gift of God, but nevertheless, it brings this outlook of hope, that not only at these services, but during the spring, in arranging these services, I have had many young people coming say to me, I have received this gift of faith back. I did not understand the value of this faith earlier. I kept it as quite unworthless earlier. But then when I had rejected this gift, its value started becoming apparent. But when I had received this gift back, I have wanted to participate in the work of God's kingdom in such a way that others who have not received this security could return. This kind of security is in question. It is a security of our life. In the midst of difficulties, it is security. It is security in death. But above all, it is a security unto the day of judgment. Cling to this promise. It is now offered. From this this sermon, you can believe. All your sins and even unbelief forgiven in Jesus' name and sowing atonement blood. And you can possess this security, this freedom, this joy. It's not such a joy that we jump around, but it shows us that there is this strong joy of the heart, that if I only am able to travel this way, that at the end it will be good for me. Many have said that how can it be so that only this group, but I have sometimes said, I do not have to worry about this matter. I have not been given the power of judging, but I have this strong trust that if you are able to believe in this way, it is enough. Remain you also. You service guests here in the tent, at these services, and wherever you are listening, remain securely trusting this gospel promise. Remain in the grace care of God's word, and you can believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and atonement blood. And so we can remain in a joyous mind, continuing our journey in our life. When these services have come to an end, my own portion, when I was asked to do this duty, it seemed so impossible, but it also seemed impossible that I wouldn't be obedient when I considered how in many ways the Heavenly Father has nevertheless blessed and guided even though I would have chosen another thing away. The Heavenly Father has guided with his own hand, and so it has been good. But for my own lacking, has many doubts have pressed on me. For this reason, I want to ask, can I remain believing my own sins forgiven with you? And so I want to be in the journey with this group. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us, at the end of these runaway services, let's join in the benediction. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord makes his face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen.